Yes. Yes. All right. All right.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey, WRUV listeners. When's the last time you ate fruit? For many people, it's a common staple. But for others, it's lost its priority on the grocery list. Fruit has so many benefits. It helps reduce blood cholesterol as well as lower risk of heart disease. Guess what? There's also fiber in fruits, which you need for proper bowel function. Getting all those vitamins naturally will lead to a happy and healthy lifestyle. Vitamin K is in one of the best fruits to eat, blueberries, which contains minerals and antioxidants. Vitamin C is in oranges, strawberries, and mango, which is crucial for forming blood vessels as well as growing and repairing tissues in the body. Don't forget bananas, which also have vitamin C as well as potassium, which can improve digestion. Next time you go grocery shopping, toss a fun fruit in there. This has been a public service announcement from your fruit-loving DJ here at WRUV.
off the highway, cross the river, up the hill to the basement we called home. I was born to be awkward, you're born to be shy. Now that the lies are untied, we can see straight through our skin and give it up to the sheltering sky. A natural line, a natural line, a natural line. A natural line, a natural line, a natural line. Everyone in here gets a prize. It's called being alive. Jaina and John and the rest are long gone, yet they still live inside my skull. Drinking cheap beer in the old pumping noosic on a day that never dies. Face to face, we found a way to be true to ourselves without running away. The grass and the trees and our legs in the water, the only sign we see is the only line we follow. The grass and the trees and our legs in the water, the only sign we see.
Hi, this is Caleb from Mad Mesa, and you're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington, Vermont.